Kevin in Texas is calling in with an insulation question. What can we do for you today?
Hi, I've got an older house that a guy built, and he put 2x4s for the ceiling joist, and the ceiling. When I look up in the house, and the ceiling is underneath, and I've got tin on top, and there's not enough room for really insulation too much in there. And these 100-degree Texas days are really killing us. I was just curious what I could do to try to get some more insulation in there.
See, in a house like that, where you've got a cathedral roof and you've got an exposed beams.
Yes.
The best way to insulate that is from the outside, believe it or not. Use
like
sort of a sandwich
sheeting.
Roof. Yeah, use like a foam sheathing that's very thick, like about 4 inches of foam. Then you have a second layer of sheathing.
And put that, like take the tin roof off and put that down?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then you have a second layer of sheathing, and then on top of that, you have your roofing material. So that's how that type of a house has an insulated roof or has an insulated ceiling. So it's insulated from the outside, not from the inside.
And then is there any sort of coating that would be beneficial to the roof surface on the exterior at all?
Yeah, there's a low-E coating you can put on that. It's basically a high-tech paint that helps reflect some of the heat out.
Okay, yeah, I have that on there already. But
yeah, that's a good last step.
Yeah. Okay. What about the spray-in foam insulation? That wouldn't be a...
Well, you're probably
maxed out
in there.
You just don't have enough inches of space there to get much R value.
Okay. That's one of my big concerns.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Was about the spray in. I didn't know what the R factor was on 4 inches.
All right.
Probably not much.
Not much. Okay, well, that kind of gives me an idea what I need to do then.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.